Time now for World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up, Manchester United are held at Newcastle but go 7 points clear at the top of the English Premier League. Will Athletic's two top sprinters go head-to-head before August World Championships?
Yeah, we're definitely up for it, you know, because the fans want to see it, you know, and you know, without the fans, there's no sport.
And cricket's world governing body will rethink their stance on the format for the World Cup in 2015. Manchester United missed the opportunity to go 9 points clear at the top of the English Premier League as they were held to a goalless draw at Newcastle United. They're now 7 clear of Arsenal, would have played a game more and must face Arsenal at the Emirates early next month. Reporting from St James's Park for the BBC was John Murray.
The failings of their rivals means Manchester United can afford this. They could have won it. They might have had a late penalty when Hernandez went down from Simpson's challenge in the box, but referee Probert decisively said no and booked the Manchester United man for diving. The first half was the more entertaining of the two in a game that more than held the interest. And early on, goalkeeper Kroll saved bravely and well from Hernandez. Rooney and Giggs also failed from good positions. While Newcastle had a claim for a penalty of their own, Lovenkrantz clearly feeling he'd been caught by Anderson. So Manchester United still strong favourites for the title, just not quite as strong as they were.
Well, Newcastle worked hard to frustrate the league leaders, but their manager Alan Pardew admits they rarely threatened at the other end.
We worked so hard. The strikers are ending up in wide areas and the wide players are coming through the middle. Their movement's causing you problems and people are popping up all over. But we never really opened up the goal. We did well in that. We kept the shots at bay. We got blocks in. And I was pretty confident, really, that we would see it out. So very, very pleased. But nervous? Yes, for sure. And my heart sank that last whistle because I thought he'd give the penalty. So, you know, I'm pleased with the draw. I think we deserved it.
Well, United were denied that penalty kick in stoppage time when Javier Hernandez went down under a challenge from the Newcastle defender Danny Simpson. The Mexican player was booked, but Manchester United's assistant manager Mike Phelan feels they were a little unfortunate.
I think we knocked on the door quite a lot the second half, but didn't actually get what we tried to achieve, and that was the goal. Obviously, the referee saw it as he saw it. We thought it was a penalty. Chicha thought it was a penalty, but he didn't call it. So we move on. Teams coming to Newcastle expect a tough game. I don't think we're any different to that. You know, it's been proved with their results. They're resilient. They have to be. The crowd roars them on, so they have to produce a performance. And I thought today they did what they had to do, and that was to restrict us to a draw.
Tottenham's manager Harry Redknapp says he wants next month's Premier League match between Manchester City and Spurs rescheduled. It's due to take place on May the 17th, 3 days after the two sides have played each other in the FA Cup final. There's the possibility that it might suit Stoke to lose the FA Cup, because if City win the Cup and finish fourth above Tottenham, they'll go into the Champions League, meaning Stoke would then qualify for the Europa League as the Cup runners-up. Redknapp says he's not questioning either team's commitment, but still would like to see the day changed.
I'm sure Tony Pulis wouldn't want to lose any game, but I think while there is a problem with it, you know, in people's eyes it certainly is a problem, and I think the timing of that would be bad. It's a bad time to play the game.
Chelsea manager Carlo Ancelotti has been revisiting the comments he made last week when the Italian said he'd have no problem if he was to be sacked at the end of the season if the club felt he'd underachieved. He was asked this Tuesday what kind of message he thought that sent to his players.
They are a Chelsea player, they are professional, and they know very well that how I know that this is football, that sometimes the manager can change. They are working with me in this moment. Maybe they will work with me in the future. Maybe they don't work in the future with me. They will work with another coach. But they are professional players and they know this.
Rangers have moved 4 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premier League with a 4-0 win at Dundee United. United had three players sent off and conceded three penalties, two of which were converted by Rangers. Second place Celtic have two games in hand. And Lille have booked their place in the final of the French Cup with a 2-0 win at Nice. Goals came from Eden Hazard and Gervinho and keeps the league leaders on course for a domestic double. They'll face Angers of Division 2 or Paris Saint-Germain in the final at the Stade de France on May the 14th. Now, the last time they all met in the same race was the 2009 World Championship 100 metres final. But Asafa Powell, who was third that night in Berlin, says he hopes to race against silver medalist Tyson Gay and the reigning world champion Usain Bolt before this year's World Championships in Daegu in South Korea. Powell says it's the matchup that the people want to see.
Yeah, we're definitely up for it, you know, because the fans want to see it, you know, and, you know, without the fans, there's no sport, so we definitely have to make sure that the fans, you know, enjoy themselves, that they get to see what they want to see. I'd love to compete with all three of us, you know, before the World Championship to see, you know, what's going to be the outcome of the World Championship.
Some sad news from the world of athletics now, and Greta Weiss, who won the New York City Marathon 9 times, has died of cancer at the age of 57. The Norwegian athlete also won the first World Championship Marathon in 1983, and the following year claimed the silver medal at the Los Angeles Olympics. She won 5 World Cross Country titles and the London Marathon twice. Now, the president of the International Cricket Council, Sharad Pawar, has asked their governing body's executive board to reconsider the format for the next World Cup in 2015. The ICC recently announced that the number of teams would be cut from 14 to 10, and they would be the 10 test-playing nations with none of the associate members who've caused some notable upsets at recent editions of the tournament. The BBC's Andy Swiss has more.
The ICC's decision to scrap the qualifying competition and allow only its 10 full members to compete at the next World Cup had prompted fury from the likes of Canada, Netherlands and Ireland, who famously beat England at this year's tournament. It would have meant that they and more than 90 other countries would have been denied the chance of playing in 2015. Some nations were even considering a legal challenge. But it seems they may yet get a reprieve. The ICC say that after listening to the objections, the board will now reconsider the issue when they next meet in June.
Well, the Ireland spin bowler Andrew White has told the BBC that they welcome any efforts which might allow them to compete at the next World Cup and continue to develop the sport of cricket in their country.
It was the wrong decision from a cricket point of view, never mind a sporting point of view. So this news is very welcome. We were competitive in every game we played and brought so much to the World Cup itself. You know, so from that point of view, it was really hard to understand how they could come to this decision. But then I suppose whenever you think about it a wee bit, the world and the sporting world we live in now is driven by greed. Money and television hold the key to everything, and no doubt that was the basis for a lot of their decisions.
Now to basketball, and Orlando host Atlanta later this Tuesday. Having hosted and lost the opening game of the playoff series, Orlando's head coach Stan Van Gundy wants them to make home court advantage count this time. Van Gundy doesn't want to put too much pressure on the team, but says they can't afford to go 2-0 down.
Well, the only must-win games, in my mind, are the ones that end your season, whether it's in a regular season, knock you out of the playoffs, or in the playoffs, knock you out, end your season. Those, to me, are the only must-win games. But is it important? Of course. I mean, I don't think you ever want to be down 2-0, and especially not 2-0 at home. So, yeah, it's extremely important.
Now to tennis, and this year's third Grand Slam, Wimbledon, has announced that they're increasing the prize money on offer. The men's and women's singles champions will each receive $1.8 million, up 10% from last year. The All England Club's total prize fund has been increased by almost 6.5% to $23.8 million. And the former world number one, Juan Carlos Ferrero, has made a winning return to action in his first match since the US Open last September, with a victory over Xavier Milis at the Barcelona Open on Tuesday. The 31-year-old Ferrero has undergone wrist and knee surgery since his exit from Flushing Meadows. Before we go, just time for our top story once again this hour, and Manchester United have missed the opportunity to go 9 points clear at the top of the English Premier League. They were held to a goalless draw at Newcastle United. And for now, that's all the latest world sport from the